B-Pod Studios.
Gasper and Murray have scorching hot takes. Twisting your mind with Pat Celtics and Bays. They'll also talk socks and out of town fame. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper and Murray. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper and Murray.
Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be a killer year for us ratings-wise, because you got this, and then it's an election year.
All righty. From the Town Fair Tire Studio, it is an abbreviated Gasperless Gasper and Murray here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Abbreviated because the Bruins, you might have just heard, have their matinee game out at one of the most wildly entertaining dumps in all of sports, the Nassau Coliseum. They take on the Islanders. Puck drop a little after 1 o'clock. I mean that, too. I got to go to a game there. And I know that they've, like, refurbished the place, but if you ever have an opportunity, just even if you can go to an Islander-Devils game or Islander-Rangers, there's real hate. It's like it reminded me of being a kid and being in the old Boston Garden. I got to go to a random one-off Islanders-Devils game about 5-6 years ago. Okay. Oh, it was great. The things being said and people not being thrown out of the barn. It was like the old days. It was great. So that's why it's abbreviated, and it's Gasperless, because Chris has been down in Fort Myers all week covering Red Sox spring training for the Boston Globe, which is a boring hell I would not wish on anybody. So with all that being said, happy Leap Day, everyone. It only comes but once every 4 years, right? So let's party. In case you don't know, this day doesn't count. There's no rules. It's like being in international waters. You can have ice cream and cigarettes for breakfast. You can start the purge if you want. Whatever. Anything goes on Leap Day. Right? At least that's what I've always been told. It's almost like the talk of Tom Brady this week, and really over the last few weeks, potentially leaving for free agency. It's been madness. It's been like nonstop Leap Day when we talk about Tom Brady. And I don't care about any of you who are supposedly sick of this story. I think you're lying. I love it. I mean, what are we supposed to talk about? Chris Sale and the Red Sox and boring spring training? Not on my watch. I'm like a pig in poop with this story. The more speculation, the better. And it's just going to get wackier. People are just going to get more mad. And to that, I say good. Hey, you got Dan Shaughnessy apparently ready to drink bleach with his latest column of the Boston Globe, just saying, like, fine, Tom, go, enough of it. Please make it stop.
Joe Murray said,
I'd rather do 4 hours of sports talk radio solo than listen to any more debate on this issue. Oh,
so,
yeah, come on.
He's factoring that in.
This story's great. The biggest and most accomplished athlete in Boston sports history, with all apologies to Bill Russell,
I don't know what time,
is going into free agency for the first time in his career.
Maybe.
And sure, it's at the end of his career.
I don't know if
we're supposed to not speculate. We're supposed to not talk about it. No, stop it. It's just that people are being such babies about this. And if you're on Twitter, you follow Bedard, some of the beat guys, the last like 24 hours or so, you got some of those oversensitive beat guys getting mad at Bedard for what he wrote in Boston Sports Journal. You got finger-wagging boars. It just... mad that this is irresponsible, all this speculation. And oh crap, like, come on, it's of course it's irresponsible. It's supposed to be entertaining. Like, at least when it comes to sports talk radio, it's supposed to be, at least what I've been told, it's supposed to be about entertainment and opinion and big opinions. It's an opinion-based business. So you don't like it and you want to be responsible, I don't know, go write your boring columns or start a boring podcast no one's going to listen to.
I'm
like,
sure
that's my recommendation
itself,
to you. If you want to know
sure
what equipment to buy, hit me up anytime. I'll be more than happy to tell you. And then
we
you can buy that equipment and start your podcast.
But
and
in
no
the past,
one will listen to
had
it.
About
I can't get
calls.
Enough of this story. I can't.
They should definitely have
And it really
hour.
Got nuts Thursday morning. And it's just going to get more nuts. But Thursday was kind of a tipping point because I wake up, look at Twitter, and all of a sudden, like, Twitter's all abuzz because Jeff Darlington on ESPN's Get Up. The NFL insider, he's lying. I don't believe him. I hate ESPN. Ah, the hell with you. Jeff Darlington says in the show where he's now at a point where he would be, quote, stunned if Tom Brady came back to the New England Patriots. And he followed it up later and has since kind of dialed that back because he's lying, Murray. He since has dialed that back a bit, saying there's still a chance. Still a chance he goes back to the Patriots. But Brady is looking forward to free agency. To which I say, like, please be true. And I do believe that. I think that he is. He wants to be wined and dined. He wants to do the Kevin Durant house in the Hamptons. You come see me. You kiss my ass. You tell me what you're going to do for me. Pay me a mountain of money. Let me know what free agents you're potentially going to bring in. And what you're going to surround me with. Will I have some say in personnel decisions? Like, he's earned that right. Look, I am a Patriots fan still. I know some of you don't believe that you've been corrupted by Felger and Mass. The hell with it. No, like, last year for me, personally, as a fan of the team and still a fan of Tom Brady, like, I felt that that was a hollow 12-4. I felt that they got what they deserved, losing wild card weekend, losing to the Tennessee Titans, losing that horrible home game in Week 17 to the Miami Dolphins, where that defense, which was overrated all season, got exposed. They got what they deserved. They weren't that good. Hollow 12-4. And Brady, as early as Week 3, the win in Buffalo, again, a win, was acting like he didn't even want to be there. And that he knew deep down, this team's not as good as people think. And I don't want to go through that again. And I'm more Brady over Belichick at this point, especially over the last five, six seasons. So I'm just at a point personally where I want to see them go their separate ways. And I want to see whether or not Brady can do it at this age and be reinvigorated and play at an MVP caliber type of a season like he had a couple of years ago when they ended up going to the Super Bowl and losing to Philadelphia. Because I think he can, at least for a season, maybe two. But I just think it's cooked here. I do. Like, I don't want to go through another season like last year. I've said it time and again recently on Felger and Mazz, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. And I'm at a point where I kind of do hope he doesn't come back. I don't want to go through last year again. And I just wonder, like, if he decides to stay, how are the Patriots financially supposed to get him the weapons that he wants? If there's no money left for decent free agents and he resigns here, like, I don't get the timing of the whole thing. So this is why I do think he walks. I hope he walks. And the Patriots rebuild. And by rebuild, I mean not doing it with one of these retread quarterbacks, too. I don't want Andy Dalton. Ugh. I don't really want Marcus Mariota. You could probably talk me into Matt Stafford. That was something that's been, you know, more speculation. But Zoe has thrown that out there. Maybe Matt Stafford, there could be some interest. And there's been rumors of Detroit trying to trade him. I have concerns about his broken back that kept him out of games last year. It's what ultimately, you know, it's that kind of injury that prematurely ended Tony Romo's career. So I have some concerns. But Stafford, I don't know, fine. I could maybe be talked into that. But overall, the retreads, like, if you're going to rebuild here and Brady's going to go, like, have a rebuild. See what you have in Jared Stidham. Draft one of these quarterbacks this year, whether it's Jake Fromm or somebody else. Like, that's what I want. If it's going to be a rebuild, rebuild. And I'll still be a fan, but I am going to root for Tom Brady, too. Because The personnel decisions, like Bill Belichick, you know, like, he's the greatest head coach of all time, right? We can all agree on that. But as a personnel guy, as the GM, he's just like anybody else. And I think he's been on a bad run for three straight years. And I can understand Brady's frustration there. And these, like, finger-in-the-damn stopgap moves where he's brought in a Josh Gordon or even, you know, making the deal with the devil and bringing in Antonio Brown last year. Like, okay, you're still trying, but those are last gasp stopgap efforts. Like, I feel like they've botched that whole thing at wide receiver and at tight end the last few years, and I don't blame Brady for being frustrated and wanted to walk and try to do this somewhere else. So where's that gonna be? Tampa? Is it gonna be the Vegas Raiders? Is it gonna be the Chargers? I don't know. I mean, there's obviously places that make more sense in terms of the lifestyle, trying to promote the TB12 brand. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it is. I just hope it's somewhere else. That's me. But I can understand, like, the most hardcore Patriots fans, just they can't wrap their heads around it. And you can't see Brady playing for somebody else. It's unfathomable. And you want to have the circle be complete, that he wraps up his career here. I get it. I do. I'm not going to fight you on that. But just for me, personally, I want to see it somewhere else. Because I just think if he were to come back, that it's just going to be a slog. And a slog like last year. And, okay, you go 11-5, and it's going to be a tough schedule this year. Who knows? Crazy things can happen. You never know. Just because it looks hard on paper doesn't mean it's going to be. But as of right now, they have, at least based on the winning percentage going into next year, the toughest schedule in the NFL. So Brady comes back, and it's what he was surrounded with this year. Edelman's another year older. He was beat up last year. So, okay, if you win the division at 10-6, 11-5, you're going to realistically win a Super Bowl? Crazy things have happened, I know, a couple years ago. But I don't see it. And I think he'll be miserable the whole year. And I don't feel like watching that. As a Brady over team guy, I want to see him somewhere else playing at a very high level. And I want to see, for those of you that are more Belichick than Brady, I want to see if Belichick can do it. Show me what you really got here. Because I've I've definitely been convinced in the last 5 to 6 years it's been more about Tom than it has been Bill. I have my doubts that if he were to bring in a bum like Andy Dalton that he'd go win the division and maybe go on a deep playoff run. I don't see it. It's more about the quarterback. It's a quarterback-driven league. But the bitching and caterwauling in Shaughnessy's column. Like, what's wrong with you people? How do you not like this story? Please, with this.
Oh, you're going to talk about this again?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yep. Going to keep talking about it till the blue in the face. That's what we're going to do. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I want to do. Beyond that, though, there is other things to get to in the time allotted that I have. We do have the Sports Hub Celtics show coming up at noon. A lot to talk about with that team as they have the Houston Rockets coming in tonight. Jason Tatum has just been, well, he's arrived, really. It's not what you're seeing with him. That's certainly no fluke. There are other assorted NFL things I do want to get to in this hour. But if you want to join the show at any point, it's just me by my lonesome. So call, if you'd like, at 617-779-0985. And we will get to you coming up next here on a Gasperless Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray. 98.5. You're listening to Gasper and Murray.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Which teams are we actually talking about here? People throw out the Titans, the Bucks, the
You mentioned
Chargers,
the Titans,
Raiders.
Mike Vrabel, the connection there. You look at the Bucks. Yeah. Look at the receivers they have, the weapons they have. It's warm. I know Tom Brady's a cold-weather quarterback. You remember Brett Favre late in his career? He wanted to be inside. It does not feel good when you get over 40 years old, throwing a football in the cold, going down there, playing in the South, playing with Bruce Arians, pushing the football down the field.
0% chance on what?
Why do you say zero Tampa?
Because Bruce Arians is a chuck and duck.
I'll tell you right now, you're wrong on that. There is not a 0% chance about the Bucks. Raise that right now. Then.
Really?
Yes.
I just don't see it scheme-wise fitting. Like, I think a scheme-wise...
Bruce Arians will be like, Tom, take a 12-step drop. We don't care. We'll figure it out.
We'll have a cocktail together and it'll all be good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, more from Jeff Darlington this week on ESPN. Speculating. Oh, the horror on where Tom Brady could land in 2020. The Tampa Bay Bucks, that one's kind of picked up steam this week. Which, good, fine. Like, give me all the speculation. Give me a random team that nobody's even thinking about that Brady could land with next year. Detroit. Washington. I don't know. Just keep throwing it at me. I like it. I'm like a pig in poop with all the Tom Brady speculation. But some of you, oh, the whining. Shaughnessy's column yesterday. You got, again, beat guy on beat guy crime all over Twitter. Oh, you babies. Oh, just, what? This is the job. Speculating, at least when it comes to sports radio, speculating, opinions, entertainment. I like it. Hey, this has actually been a great February for sports talk radio. Usually this is like the dead zone where we're, oh, let's focus in on Red Sox spring training. That's me putting a finger gun in my mouth and blowing my brains out. Or, oh, let's just focus a little. At least last year we had, you know, the Celtics kind of going in the tank, and then they go on the West Coast road trip, or it's right around this time of year, and then, oh, they figure things out. There were some things to talk about last year, but more often than not, oh, this is a hell. There's a reason people typically go on vacation this time of year. It is a Gasperless Gasper Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. But the Bucks, just quickly, from a football standpoint, so if you're Tom Brady and it's about weapons, you want to, you know, have a high-powered offense so you can go back and play at a level that you were at a couple of years ago. Because, again, it was pretty obvious. Miserable last year for most of it. Having to deal with the crap that he was surrounded by. Jacoby Myers, get the hell out of here. But the Bucks, from a football standpoint, you have a built-in big three with Mike Evans, who you can argue is one of the top three wide receivers in the NFL. There's Chris Godwin, who went off last year, and O.J. Howard, who's hurt, but, you know, stud tight end that they got out of Alabama. So you have a big three there. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know that much about their offensive line. But in terms of weapons, you got him. And that defense was actually pretty good last year, 7-9. Jameis Winston, if he wasn't throwing 30 picks, that team's record would have been better. The only thing that doesn't make sense is it's the Bucks. I can't fight you on that one. Like, Tom Brady in a Bucks uniform, and now there's reports that they're going to change the uniform. There's going to be a new design out in April. If you go back to the old creamsicle colors with the swashbuckling pirate on the side, I'm into that. Always loved those. I know they got mocked at the time, but who doesn't love the creamsicle colors? It's one of the great, most delicious treats you can have in the summertime. Cool, refreshing, delicious, pretty colors. Same with that uniform. Go back to that, I can see it. But these with like the old 80s digital clock numbers, and ugly. And Tampa, truly one of the most irrelevant franchises in not just in the NFL, but in all the professional sports. And trust me, if you've never been, a hellhole's hellhole. So that, I don't know. Like, if he was going to try to promote the TB12 brand in Tampa, I don't know how much people care down there. To my understanding, and any time I've really ever been down there, it's really just about, like, drinking, NASCAR, hard drugs, and, like, strip clubs. So I don't know how much people care about that down there. But who knows? It's warm weather. That could be good for the family and Giselle. And again, from the football standpoint, makes sense. And you have a lot of New England transplants, so I don't know. Maybe that could work out. So football, yes. Everything else, Tampa, I don't know. But I love the speculation. I do. I don't know. How about you? 617-779-0985. It will be Brady heavy today, at least in this hour, before we get to the Sports Hub Celtics show coming up in just about 40 minutes. We'll start off with Michael in New Hampshire. You're first up on a Gasperless Gasper and Murray. Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's up? I want to talk about Tom Brady. And first of all, I just want to start off by saying I love the speculation. Like, you got to talk about it. I mean, he's at the twilight. He's at, like, the end of his career. But anyways, I think if Brady were to go somewhere, I think Vegas would be, like, the best landing spot. Not only because, I mean, I think it'd be better for him and his family. I think that the Raiders have a lot of money, and also they've offered a big amount of money for Brady, and they've expressed, like, the biggest interest in him. So, I mean, if he were to go to Las Vegas, I wouldn't mind it. But at the same time, who's going to be the Patriots quarterback, you know?
Well, and that's the other interesting part of it. Personally, again, like, personally, I want Brady to go get reinvigorated, play at an MVP level somewhere else where he's going to put max effort, because I don't know if you're going to get that here. OTA's here. If he comes back, don't see. On the other end, like, what are they going to do at quarterback? I am anti-retread. I am. Like, I don't need a Marcus Mariota to come here just so that they can keep their head above water and, you know, finish 10-6, 11-5, and they're going to get flamed out in the playoffs because that quarterback sucks. If you're going to do it over, do it over. See what you got in Jarrett Stidham. Draft another one of these guys this year. I like Jake Fromm. I do. So if you can get him late in that first round, second round-ish, he's there, take him. And then have the battle between those two, and hopefully you find your next quarterback there. I'm good with the retreads, Andy. And Andy Dalton, that speculation keeps popping up. Please. No thanks. He sucks. Mike in Plymouth, you're next. Hello.
Hey, Jim. Good to talk to you. You're the only guy, the only reason I listen during the week, to be honest with you.
Oh, hey, thanks.
I think, and we saw this on Thursday when the report came out from Darlington, the panic. I think people are underestimating the backlash if Brady leaves. And the day that he's sitting there holding the Titans uniform in the press conference, I don't think Kraft's really get it. I don't know. I know Belichick, they say, doesn't care, but I just think the backlash is going to be tremendous. And I think if they start off, say, 2-4, I think there's going to be a lot of people relishing Belichick struggling.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I probably would be one of those people. Relishing, that's probably strong. Snickering under my breath, yeah, a little bit. But they are going to be motivated, too. I mean, there was Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, put in one of his recent columns, and he's been all over this as good as anybody else, but I think it was one within the last couple of weeks where he said, look, the motivation isn't just going to be on Brady if he goes somewhere else. The Patriots themselves are going to be determined to end up with a better record than whatever team that Tom ends up on, and I can see that. So I don't think you're going to see any kind of dip, and while I do have my questions about Bill Belichick's drafting and personnel decisions over the last 3 to 5 seasons, as a coach, no, even if he did bring in some suckbag bum, I wouldn't be shocked if they went 10-6, 11-5, and still were really competitive, because he's that good of a coach. And I feel that way about McDaniels in terms of his offensive mind as well. There is it's funny, though, because I think we are kind of all downplaying this if he were to go, what the outcry is going to be, how pissed people will be. Don't we have something recent we can point to that proves how people will feel? And that's the Mookie Betts trade. Like, it felt like it was a formality. People, it got to the point of, like, people were like, why are we talking about this? Like, we'll talk about it if it actually happens. Betts ain't going anywhere. There's no way they don't re-sign Betts. And on and on and on. And then it finally happened and people lost their minds. That same thing's going to happen, like, tenfold if Brady moves on. So, again, how are you not interested in any of this?
I'm glad this is actually on here.
Mark in Natick. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I'd just like to get your perspective on the Mohamed Sanu
injury, the fact that he needs surgery, and does it prohibit the Patriots even further from putting the weapons in front of Tom Brady to re-sign him?
Well, he's still under contract for this coming season, but I'm glad you were asking about that particular thing, because so Sanu has to undergo surgery. He got hurt in November at the game at Philadelphia, which I was at, and he's returning punts, which he had only done once in his career. His long-storied career, which started with Cincinnati, and then he was very productive as well with the Atlanta Falcons. You trade a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu. And because of this mismanagement of the roster, specifically at wide receiver, you had to have him returning punts, and he got hurt and was a bum for the rest of the season. But it turns out like it was a bad high ankle sprain. Now has to have this surgery. That's another botched personnel decision. That, to me, all I get out of that story this week is that if I'm Tom Brady, that's further proof as to why I got to go. Like, you mismanaged the roster. Did we need to keep Gunnar Olszewski in the first place? And then he gets hurt, so we don't really have a real punt returner. And so now you have to put Mohamed Sanu there. He gets screwed up doing that when I was the one that actually wanted him in their first place. And then he's basically non-existent on the field post that injury because, again, Bill, you had to have him returning punts. Like, that's just further proof to me of mismanagement of the roster, specifically at wide receiver. And why, if I'm Tom, I'm like, I'm out. You know what? Like, I can't trust you at this point, Bill, at the wide receiver position for trying to get the best possible weapons around me. I'm not. That's just how you handled Mohamed Sanu this past season is just another log in the fire. I'm out. And that's all I get from that story. Like, I liked the trade at the time. I didn't think it was too much of an overpay. Would I have preferred Emmanuel Sanders? Probably. But Sanu, like, they screwed that up. Having him return punts? Just put someone else, put a special teamer back there and wave the hand and wave it off. You sucked at it this year anyway. You didn't really have a real punt returner. One of the underrated things about this season going sideways on them. Like, when do you ever, for a guy who is so maniacal about special teams and their importance, and I don't really ever mock that, like, you know, all three phases, like, there's a reason they're so successful. Like, special teams definitely matters in the NFL. Has he overpaid some guys? Certainly. But to leave that hole at punt return of this year, that was like one of the more un-Belichick things that I've seen in these 20 years of dominance and success. Like, that was just, that whole thing was so screwy. And further proof as to why, like, if I'm Brady, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm good. Like, I've had enough here. I want to try to do this somewhere else, at least for the next couple of years. One open line you want to join us, 617-779-0985. And by us, I mean me. It is a Gasperless Gasper and Murray here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Abbreviated show, again, only going to 12:30 today, taking up to the Bruins pregame. Coming up, though, we'll continue the Brady conversation, whether you like it or not. Did we get a hint this week from Brady's wife, Giselle, about where he's going to be playing next year? Yes, we're going to read into yet another social media post next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. On 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is Gasper and Murray.
You will listen.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'd love to know where I'm going to be living this year, but I don't know that yet. But hopefully somewhere nice. And whatever my husband is happy playing, so we will see.
.985 of Sports Hub, a Gasperless Gasper and Murray. So that was Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, on Thursday on her Instagram story, Q&A, where somebody asked her, where are you going to be living next year? To which she said, hopefully somewhere nice, which to me, quite obviously translates to anywhere but here in New England. Can we agree, like, when, hey, where do you want to go? Oh, somewhere nice, dot, 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 and warm. That's usually what follows that comment. Where do you want to go on vacation? Somewhere nice, dot, 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 and warm. Giselle, she's from a warm climate in Brazil. Like, when she says somewhere nice, it's not here. But, oh, boy. I mean, we joke around with this on Felger and Maz on Thursday. People lose their minds. Because as it is with any story related to Tom Brady during the Brady Watch. Oh, enough of the Brady Watch. Shut up. Those of you in the blah community, all up in my Twitter feed with the video of another question. Why didn't you guys talk about this question? Another question Giselle was asked on her Instagram story. Do you like living in New England?
Yes, I love it. I've been living there for 12 years. My kids love it. They love the snow. As a Brazilian, I have a little harder time with the cold, but I really can appreciate the beauty of the seasons there.
My kids love it. As a Brazilian, I kind of have tough with the cold. But I love the seasons, which is what anybody always says about this area when they kind of don't like it, but they got to say something nice. I love the seasons like we actually have seasons. But I get it. Oh, and I know. See, Murray, you idiots. She loves it here. She said it. She loves it here. Right. Someone as worldly and sophisticated as Brazilian supermodel Gisele Bündchen just can't get enough of the 7 months of gray, cold, miserable weather. Our vast fields of anger, of which there is plenty. And our terrible traffic, among other things. Oh, yes. No, she loves it here. I mean, she kind of gave you the tell there. Oh, my kids love it. They love going to school here. But as a Brazilian, oh, man, the weather sucks. She can't get enough of it, right? Oh, yeah. What do you expect someone like her to say? Of course she's going to say she loves it here. That's what she's got a brand to protect. And by extension, her husband's brand to protect. The TB12 brand, Tom Brady. She's not going to sit there and say and tell you what she really believes. Yeah, it's cold and it sucks, and I couldn't get out of here fast enough. And that's why, and that's the other thing. Like, that's what they did. She's telling you what you want to hear. And it's further proof that with anything with the Brady watch and what he and his family are doing, don't pay attention to the words, pay attention to the actions. When it comes to Tom and the family, watch the actions, don't listen to the words. She can say she loves all things New England, like she did in there, and oh yes, I've loved living in New England. But the reality is, it was even before Tom and his teammates and the Patriots lost to the Titans a wild card weekend. It was around Christmas. They packed up the house, they packed up the kids, they got the hell out of Dodge. They couldn't get out of here fast enough. It's about the actions, not the words. There was another one, too. People, although the blood community. Did you see N'Keal Harry's post on Instagram? Oh, I did. N'Keal Harry yesterday. Instagram at the ASU Dickey Dome. Might want to rename that. Working out, getting ready for 2020. The possible first-round bust of last year, N'Keal Harry. Ugh. Saying, cooking up, working out. Tom Brady comments on it. See? Gonna be a great year for you, at N'Keal Harry. See? He's... No. Great year for you. Not us. You. Not us, the Patriots. Gonna be a great year. Good luck, kid. I'll be elsewhere with real talent. Oh, I love that. You want... I'll read into social media till the cows come home. All day when it comes to Brady watch. Oh, enough. Oh, enough of this. Ah, the hell with you if you feel that way. I think this is great stuff. Good eating. I love Brady watch. And give me all the social media posts that I can mock and have fun with. Let's go to Jack in New Hampshire on Brady and the Patriots. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jim. First of all, I love you. I love you on Felgrim, Mass. But this is February 29th and it's a leap year. And I thought maybe you would leap out of this negativity because... You're riding the ship of the captain of negativity, Felger, who's made a fortune on negativity. But there is another way to look at all of this stuff, and I think you're looking at it far too negatively. For example, we've got all those championships, and everything that could go wrong went wrong last year. The center developed pulmonary emboli, so they lost the center. They lost their left tackle because from the Achilles he had a bad toe. They lost Gronk. They misplayed that, but he deceived them as well. They lost Harry, and they lost Sanu. That's just bad luck, and that's evening up for all of the good luck that they've had previously. Secondly, the relationship between Belichick and Brady is in bad need of repair, but Belichick and Brady brought them all these championships. Thirdly, the system and Josh McDaniel. Brady is wed to the system, and he's a part of the system, and Josh McDaniel is part of the system. He's not going to find that any other place. So the bottom line is, you're being far too negative on all this. The best chance for Brady to win another championship or two is here. The best chance for Belichick to start to catch up with Shula is here. And I think you got to look at this thing from a slightly different point of view. Abandon ship on the negativity, please.
Just quickly, Jack, based on Brady and how he reacted, as early as week three when they win in Buffalo and he's up there at the podium after the game and acting like someone shot his dog in front of his face.
I know why that is, Jim.
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, I know why that is. He realized that they didn't have it. He realized that Belichick had overweighted the defense, spent a lot of money, spent his money, I might say, on defense. He realized that. He realized they weren't going to go anywhere. And he was negative about things. And he also has his relationship with Belichick could be better as well. But all of these things are fixable and will be fixable because it's the best interest of all three of them to fix it. And they will fix it. You'll see they'll fix it. And it's time to at least accept the fact that maybe you're being a bit too negative on all this.
Jack, no, I'll accept that. And I tend to look at the world glass half empty. There is no doubt about that. Phil Grimes has ruined you. Trust me, I came that way out of the womb. And as far as the coaching is concerned, you'll get no better than Belichick. I can understand that's the draw of wanting to come back here, but I don't know. Like, I just don't expect Brady's attitude to really change all that much. And it just feels like they've outgrown each other. It's at some point, after 20 years, like, gets a little bit old. Brady's had that whole thing last year where he's just like, I don't know, he even admits, Jack, like he knew they didn't have it last year, and you think it's going to get better? They're not going to pay Joe Tooney. David Andrews what did he have last year? It was the blood issue, heart issue, whatever the hell it was, like the real legitimate health scares. How much can you count on him? Dante Scarnecchia is gone. You hear from across the street this week that Brady hasn't even talked to Josh McDaniels since the year has ended. It just feels like they've outgrown each other. Like, all right, maybe it can work. I don't see it going forward. I don't. Too negative for you? I don't know what the hell to tell you. Let's go to Alex in Weymouth on Brady. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going? So I had a topic about possibly a new team that not a lot of people have talked about, but possibly maybe the Denver Broncos. You see them taking a lot of quarterbacks lately. You got Joe Flacco sitting there. I don't really see him staying. They can cut him. He's had a lot of interaction with the GM this past offseason with being at the Super Bowl. They got a lot of weapons. They got a good tight end. They got a good wide receiver. They got running backs that can catch the football in the backfield like he's been used to.
Alex, I'm going to let you go on that. Yeah, but it seems to me, based on how John Elway and their brass are talking about Drew Locke, who they ended up having start towards the last quarter of last season, like that's their guy. I mean, would they sniff around Tom Brady, maybe bring him in? Sure. I mean, look, Elway did it before with Peyton Manning, but I don't know. Reading the tea leaves and based on what they're saying, it sounds to me like they found their guy with Drew Locke. And if you're Brady and considering your history in Denver, would you want to go there? I don't know. There is going to be some weird dark horse team that's going to be in on him. Like, the ones that are obvious, we know. Like, Bruce Arians this week, and we played some of the sound on Felger and Maz this week. It's hysterical. Like, it's straight-up tampering. If it's not going to be Jameis Winston, Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has asked, what's behind door number two? Tom Brady. Tom Brady. I'm lusting for Tom Brady. You know, these other guys that are out there. Brady, Rivers, Breeze. Like, what? So Tampa, I think that's real. Chargers, real. Vegas, real. Titans, real. There's going to be some weird dark horse team that we haven't even thought of. That, you know, that they're either, it's about like asses in seats, selling merch. They're desperate for buzz. So, I don't know. Maybe it's Denver. Maybe it's one of the, Detroit, if they trade Matt Stafford, who knows? There's going to be one of these teams we didn't see coming that could be in the services. Typically, the guy who's to my left, Chris Gasper, has mentioned Minnesota Vikings, even going back into the season last year. Let's go to Dave in Weymouth. You're next here on a Gasperless Gasper and Murray. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Murray. So Felger's been rubbing off of me, and I've been watching that Get Up in the morning, and somebody mentioned something kind of interesting. Somebody, I think it might have been Kuiper, was saying that Tua is such a worldly talent that if you're Washington at number two, you got to draft him, which makes Dwayne Haskins available. I'm not necessarily huge on Haskins, but if he were available, do you think that's someone the Patriots could trade for?
I just don't know what the ask would be, Dave, considering how high he went last year. So you're giving up a first for Haskins. Excuse me as I burp up my breakfast. Yeah, that'd be too high for, like, I would rather go with one of these unknowns that's going to come out this year. Again, from Georgia. I like him. Some of these other teams that have been sniffing around Tua, I guess you got to do your due diligence, but I don't know. Washington, don't you have your guy? It's untested in Haskins, and Detroit has apparently, I might have some interest. If Tua dropped
because of the hip injury, I'd be into him. I mean, his numbers that he's put up in Alabama, I know he's a little short, and I do have my issues with a left-handed quarterback, but it's like 85 touchdowns to 11 picks, like, in the SEC. That's legit. Injury concerns, yes, that's obvious. If he were to somehow drop to 23, like, yeah, fine. Like, take a chance there. Tua, I would be
right,
into.
What's your name?
Dan in Cranston. You're next here on 98.5. Hey.
Hey, Jim. Can we please stop with Brady going to places that don't have a chance to win the Super Bowl next year? I mean, didn't he say at the Super Bowl, I'm not here to wear a red jacket next year, I'm here to win? You know what I mean?
So what are the ones that you cross off, Dan?
Oh, Denver?
Well, sure.
Jesus. I mean, kind of, maybe not Tampa Bay. I don't know. I mean, Miami. I mean, there's just been so many teams. Even San Diego, really? I mean, the Raiders, really? Or L.A., whatever the hell they are now. But I want to give you credit for something. What you guys have done, especially you, because you've been able to take emotion out of this, you know what I mean? And most people just cannot think of the idea of Brady going somewhere else. He's the GOAT, blah, blah, blah. But you guys, you especially, because you're the biggest Brady guy, biggest honk, I think, and you've just come to the realization that it might and it can happen. And you're not going to be upset about it. You know what I mean? You're looking forward.
Yeah, and
give
Dan,
me credit for that.
Thanks, Dan. And really, I was be consistent, Murray. Like, no, like, we're human beings. You can change. You can have, you know, things can differ. And I was F the future. I know. Hashtag F the future. Build around Brady. Get that next championship. That's how I felt going into last year. And then last year happened. But they were 12-4. Hollow 12-4. I hated last season. Hated it. And they got what they deserved. The way that season ended, that's what they really were. Defense was overrated. They get shredded by Ryan Fitzpatrick week 17. And then they get bowled over by the Titans in wild card weekend. And Brady's misery was consistent basically from week one until it was all over wild card weekend. Like, I don't want to see that. As a Brady honk, I want to see him at his best and walk off into the sunset playing at his best. And I think he can get that two more years. I just don't think that that's going to happen here. I just think that the relationship is – it's just – it's not severed. There's not hate. I don't think that there's true animosity. I just think that they're done with each other. Like, Bill wants to try to do something else. He doesn't want to truly invest in what's going to be a 43-year-old quarterback. And I can understand that from an age standpoint. And I think the reason they've gone year to year is they're waiting for the cliff, too. At least Bill is. And so Brady's defied that, but he wants to try to go in a different direction now, and I can't blame him there. And Tom wants to try to do his thing somewhere else. I think that that's real. To me, it is. And I want to see it. I want to see it. For you Belichick honks that think it's more Bill over Tom, let's see it. If you bring in an Andy Dalton or one of these retread bums, let's see it. Derek Carr, someone like that. Let's see you go 11-5, 12-4 with that quarterback in a rebuild. Or you draft someone. Like, I'd be more interested in the draft than a retread. But let's see it, you Belichick Bobos. And for the Brady Bobos like me, you believe that strongly that you would get a re-energized, reinvigorated Tom. Let's see him try to win a Super Bowl in Tampa. I think Tampa, by the way, again, 7-9 last year. A lot of that is 30 interceptions by stupid Jameis Winston. There's a lot of talent there. That defense is pretty good, too. And if you have a bit of a down year and a dip by the Saints, like, they can easily win that division. They could. And don't underestimate the Chargers, too. Sure, Anthony Lynn, a boob. And that team has some of the worst ownership in all of sports. But from a football standpoint, look at the roster. Offensive, defensive, like, there's a lot of talent on that team. Bosa, Ingram, there was the Derwin James, the safety. Like, the Chargers are kind of loaded. So from a purely football standpoint, like, he could go there and win too. Boy, that coach stinks. All right, before we get to the Sports Hub Celtics show coming up in just about 10 minutes, there is a story in sports that truly has me hoping for the coronavirus outbreak. We'll get to that next here on a Gasperless Gasper and Murray, 98.5 of Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more. Yeah. This is Gasper and Murray on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Garth Brooks wore a Barry Sanders jersey to one of his shows in Detroit, angering some of his fans who confused it as support for Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign. Of course, Barry wore the number 20.
.985 is Sports Hub. Gasperless Gasper and Murray. So, believe it or not, I do try to think the best of mankind. I do. I know you might not believe that if you listen with regularity or you follow me on Twitter, but I do. But then a story like this happens, and I go right back to hoping for tidal waves
and the plague, because that's what we as a society probably deserve. This is the story in sports that had me hoping for just that this week. Coronavirus outbreak? Bring it on. Wipe us all out. Garth Brooks stopped by Ford Field in Detroit and performed a concert in front of 70,000, you know, fans. Yay, Garth. I got friends in low places. He wore a Barry Sanders jersey, a number 20 Barry Sanders jersey, a tribute to the legendary Lions running back, one of my favorite players in the history of sports. Love Barry. And then he posted a photo of this, of him wearing the number 20 Sanders jersey on his official Instagram account, with his back turned to the camera, with the Sanders and the number 20 on the back of his jersey. So can you do that simple equation? Garth Brooks, Barry Sanders jersey, number 20, playing in Detroit. Makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? Oh. I often say, we're living in the dumbest time in history, the stupidest time to be alive. And this just proves it again. Is it an age thing? No, it's just everyone's lost their minds. Everyone's stupid. Social media is the demise of society. This is proof again. That photo led to comments such as, love you, hate the shirt, Trump 2020. Weird that a millionaire would like a socialist. Hey, Garth, you gonna distribute your millions? Sanders, really? So out of touch. And then you have those on that side that are pro Bernie Sanders. Yes, Sanders for president. You're the best, Garth. They turned it into politics. People turned it. What is wrong with you? Oh my God! People really thought he was trying to support Bernie Sanders. No matter what his political affiliations were, whatever. Don't you idiots know? Especially those of you that live in Michigan, it's a Barry Sanders jersey, you rubes. Like, who doesn't know that? Silver, blue, 20, Sanders. And you thought he was supporting Bernie Sanders? We truly deserve whatever we get. Whatever's coming, whether it's in a few weeks, maybe that the coronavirus, which, by the way, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 90 on about being freaked out about. Maybe it comes and gets us. Whatever it is, big tidal waves, earthquakes, whatever, the aliens, we got it coming. Everyone's lost their minds. I wish I could say I can't believe it, but oh, I believe it, because this is the world we live in now. People freaking out because Garth Brooks wore a Barry Sanders jersey, mistaking it for a Bernie Sanders jersey. So what, Maria, anti-Trump? No, tell you what, you put a common sense centrist in front of me, oh, you'll get my vote. Do I like Trump? Nope, readily admit that. Would I vote for Bernie Sanders? Over my dead body. I'm old enough to still believe better dead than red. So if you were a common sense middle-of-the-road centrist who would focus on the important things like, oh, I don't know, the infrastructure of this country, which is crumbling by the day, oh, you'll get my vote and I'll support you all day. But that doesn't exist. And people are out of their mind because they're super left or super right. And those of us that believe in common sense are looked at as like, well, you're part of the problem. Oh, man. That I just had to touch on. All right, coming up, we have the Sports Hub Celtics show, a team truly worth talking about. I know there's a, stop talking about Brady, talk about the Celtics. We will, and it's time to do so on the Sports Hub Celtics show, specifically the play of one Jason Tatum. He has arrived, and it's not just you, the Celtics fan, that feels that way. From a national standpoint, oh, they're loving what they see with Jason Tatum as well. I have a theory, though, as to why he has really improved his play over these last 10, 11 games or so. And I want to get to that as we tip off the Sports Hub Celtics show next here on 98.5 of Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.